This one is some Aaliyah, Try Again, on Mpumalanga's Rise FM as we continue to play Mpumalanga's best music. Still on the Rise FM lunch with Ms. K, and this is the third and final hour. I did say Gutsa was going to be speaking to someone from CFE, and his name is Nkululeko Mahlangu, who is the Business Development Officer. Good afternoon, Gujan.
Ah, ngiyaphila kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila nami. Thank you so much for taking the time. Maybe singaqala ngokuthi usichazele ukuthi iCFE yini so that understand kahle.
Okay, masikhuluma ngeCFE, it's a department within the college, but now we specialize more on entrepreneurship development.
Mm-hmm.
CFE stands for Center for Entrepreneurship. Actually, we are a CFE RI.
Okay.
The RI is the incubation part of things. We are an incubator. What we then do, we specialize in helping entrepreneurs to start, run, and monitor and grow their businesses. That's what we do at the CFE. For example, if you are a student studying hospitality, most of the time you'd find that students within hospitality, they have a stress so good by your after completing their studies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we developed a program specifically for Bona. Okay, look, after you graduated, we take you into our incubator. That's where we place you in different cafeterias within the institution, where that helps you guys to run your own businesses.
Yeah.
We help them to register the business. We help them to source funds for the business.
Mm.
We mentor them. We give them business coaching. That is just some of the programs. We also help them in terms of marketing their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting part with the CFE RI, it is not only a pro. It's not only a program, a specializer, or a my students only,
mm-hmm.
but we also cater for umphakathi in general.
Mm.
Because you'd understand within our communities, especially we've got a lot of informal businesses. So what we do, we have a program called Kasipreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And within Kasipreneurship, we have our marketing office, Ogung Blessing Sibande, who goes out there basically and profile those particular entrepreneurs, those who are trading informally.
Yes.
So maybe Usuzoya NL Spread, maybe there's a particular entrepreneur lapo. See, we'll still profile on our social media, and from there, still screen and see what best can we help. Basically, see, I could have formalized.
Ngicela langa niti thola ngala ibona spot in bong since aphel.
Ungasifaka nje sicela sibone ukuthi siyafika ngale ndaza.
Yeah,
we've run a lot of programs with the provincial government.
Yes.
Like we've run a program called Mpumalanga Youth Entrepreneurship Program,
mm-hmm.
where we were helping about 150 young people within the province, 50 from each region.
Yeah.
We train them on business stuff, and what we also do, we help them how do you do a business plan, because business planning is very critical. You'd understand that most people, they stress about a business plan, but then they go to a consultant to do a business plan. As we have developed a program where purely the entrepreneur does his own business plan or her own business plan. After that, we sit down with that particular business plan, look, is it bankable?
Mm-hmm.
Then we help that entrepreneur to source funding to implement that particular business plan.
Mm. I absolutely love this. I am super passionate about entrepreneurship.
Mm.
I'm also an entrepreneur, but the reason why I need to Ubong Tinza is not for me. It's for young people. I want young people to have opportunities as well. We'll get into that. I believe programs that you will be introducing in 2021.
Yeah, definitely. We want to start with a program called a virtual incubation.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see that we are in Evander as we speak. That's where we are based. And our catchment is all over Mpumalanga. So we want to start now helping entrepreneurs as far as land as a block D,
mm-hmm.
where people, nobody knows they are entrepreneurs. So through our virtual incubation, whereby we'll incubate you online,
mm-hmm.
we've got a system that we use that is called Growth Wheel. It's a tool that we use to incubate entrepreneurs outside of our catchment. We assign a mentor, we assign a coach, we do virtual training, we do it.
You are my guy, Quebec.
we've got so many programs within the CFE RI that is designed purely to help an entrepreneur grow, you know.
Uh-huh.
For example, record keeping or bookkeeping is one of the most essential skills. You find that Mamuta Samata does not know anything about kwenza incwadi. We have developed a simple template that purely helps them to say, okay, namuhla ngende 5 rand, register that 5 rand. At the end of the month, it will calculate everything and say, ma'am, okay, your gross profit imali lengaka, usitoke ngemali engaka, so wabhadala ama expenses wakho, your net profit imali engaka. It helps them, we call it a management account. It's to help basically that small entrepreneur to be able to understand finance.
Exactly.
Because we normally use big words for finance, you know. That's how the problem that as us black community, we've always been in entrepreneurship. But the only problem is we don't understand that loxic business. Now they go to a bank. A bank, if you want my management the account, if you want my sales plan, if you want anything, something that this has you, as we have, we've come up with a program to simplify that so that a normal umama lo change the taxi rank. I understand, okay, let them yenza la, it's a management account, let them yenza la, it's a sales plan, let them yenza la, it's a marketing plan. You know, we help, especially the black community in general. Oh, but even though that is not our target, we also have white clients. But we want to specialize more on the Kasi economy because that's where the money is. That is the area where government has identified. If we can strengthen our footprint there, we'll be able to create jobs.
Exactly.
Until we understand ukudayisa kwakhoma gwinya, akusiqoshikade ziko, but it's a business.
Yeah.
When you look at where Nando's come from, where...
I want to mention my friends.
where these big companies come from? Sorry for that. But where these big companies come from? They started somewhere kitchen. You know, the very same fed cooking wang mama kolapa. It's the very same fed cooking. Elling abay franchise tomorrow. So we are there to help those people to come and start and run those particular businesses.
Where do we get more information?
You can visit our website at www.gscollege.edu.co.za or you can call our office at 017-2000-793. Also to mention, Uguti, we also help with business registration. We don't charge any money for business registration. You just come through. It costs 175 rand that you pay for UCIPC. Us, it just will facilitate the process of ensuring that we create an entrepreneur out of you.
Thank you so much for your time. I know Gutsi itabe imi ningigabi misebenzi leni endago. We're looking forward to that. Yeah, what's that quick note? Facebook.
Okay, at our Facebook page, it's Center for Entrepreneurship Incubator at GS College. That is our Facebook page, the Instagram account, and also Twitter account. We also have a show, catch us on channel 265 every morning, 6:30 to 7:30. That's where you'll find that's where some of our programs are.
Thank you very much for your time, sir. That was Nkululeko Mahlangu, ubuya SCFE. Ushilo kutsi ningabathola kuphi. Make sure kutsi you go and check out what services they offer. I love the fact ukuthi uthe kukhona nalaba sita people that are not necessarily students, but bantu base labahlala emakhaya emalokishini labane ama business latsite to formalize those businesses. And that is how we can grow. Bahlale bakhuluma nje ngaso sonke isikhathi. Take advantage of opportunities like this. Trust me, you have nothing to lose but a lot to gain. Let's give you